You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have a very special guest, and I am safe to say a very good friend of mine in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Jay Tripp. Jay, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, Brandon.
So let's talk about all the things that Jay does, and then we'll dig into why he's on the podcast today. So he works at Shoppert's Piano Gallery, and he does consignment and selling of pianos there. But he also is, I'm going to say, you're the busiest Facebook person I know that's the most unannoying, if that's the proper way to say it. Like, I always enjoy the posts that you put on there. But one really cool thing is live at 3:05. And Monday through Friday, Jay comes on live Facebook, and he plays a song on a piano. Now, this shows off his skills, which, Jay, let me get this correct. You don't read sheet music. Is that correct?
I can. I just choose not to, because then you have to play the right notes.
That's crazy, and that always impresses me. Being a tuba player, I'm nowhere near the skills of piano players by all means, but one time I tried to solo in like a jazz type situation, and no joke, the director just started laughing at me. And that was the last time I ever tried jazz, period. But yeah, live at 3:05, he comes on and he plays a song, and that's always enjoyable. And then he's in the Referrals in Action chapter in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So the reason we have Jay on today is he has kind of a unique BNI story. And my story's not too far off as far as getting kind of that return of investment the first year. But Jay, I'm going to pass it over to you, and I want you to share the story of when you finally received a referral. So go ahead.
Okay, so it's been about 5 years since I've been in BNI, and I joined because a friend asked me to do a favor for another friend and go to his meeting. And I was a little apprehensive, but because I didn't want to let that friend down, I went to the meeting, and that's where it started. And my first closed business referral.
Right.
I was actually out camping. I hadn't had a sale or a referral that came through in about 3 years.
Yep.
I was out camping, and we've got a camping family of like 25 different families, and we were sitting around. It was about 12:30 in the morning, and throwing bean bags. And all of a sudden, I said, "Well, Monday morning, I've got this important MSP training for BNI," and one of my co-camper said, "I'm in BNI," and it started this whole transition of how we've been camping together for 3-4 years, and we never knew each other were in BNI. And so he said, "I've got a church that my church is looking for a piano." I'm like, "Oh, well, send me the lead," and it kind of resulted in my first sale 3 years into it.
That's awesome. And it's kind of a crazy concept to think that on your third year of BNI, you got your first closed business, like you said, maybe not your first referral necessarily. But what I really wanted to share is why you stuck with it so long. Because my story, I really didn't get a closed referral until my second year in BNI. And I know I changed a lot of things I did as far as my weekly presentation, being prepared for the meetings, things on those lines my second year. Because I saw a lot of the values that I think you're going to share today. But I wasn't giving myself the time and effort to work on my business within the BNI chapter. And it was amazing how I started making those changes, getting those different results. But I think everybody listening would feel that a piano is a unique referral, and it's not the most common one you're going to run into. So Jay, why did you stay with BNI up until the point that you got that closed referral? Because you even served on leadership.
Right. And I, you know, joining the leadership, that's what helped me. It was one of the reasons that helped me stay accountable to BNI. Because you don't get to close business. You can get bummed out sometimes.
Yep.
Really let that set me back, because out of, 200,000 members in BNI, I'm the only piano guy.
Yep.
So that was a plus for me. So, well, there's BNI Global. I could really make some money here. The reason I use BNI is not necessarily for, like you said, a piano's a high dollar. It's a luxury item. It's not something we need. It's something we want. And so for me, just being surrounded by other people in other trades and being that go-to person. So like on my desk, I have all my BNI people and people I've met through BNI. And so I have all their cards on my desk. And so when people come in, if they do get a piano, I've got a great attorney that can put that piano in a trust for them. Mm-hmm. I've got a banker that can help them with their loan on the, if they want to do home equity for the piano and be able to afford that piano. So I've got others that I can promote. And that builds up my credibility as just a business person. And so that was the biggest thing for me, was I just wanted to use it for to reach others. And you do that sometimes, not necessarily to grow your business personally right away, but it's to grow other people's businesses. And that's that giver's gain philosophy that we believe in. So
I was going to say, what a great way to put giver's gain in words. You literally set it up to say, okay, what members in my chapter can help me with the process of what I do? And what a great one-to-one to sit down and if you're sitting on the receiving side, so you're talking to Jay and he says, by the way, if anybody needs a loan, I'm going to send them to you. Or I don't know, I would have never thought to put a piano in a trust fund. But we have my wife's grandmother's piano that's been handed down a couple of times. So it makes complete sense. So how cool to find that giving first and then eventually to receive. Okay, so why else? Why else with BNI Salon?
I don't like to give up. You know, the biggest thing is you know, you get discouraged and sometimes you do. And we go there and we go to our meetings every week. That accountability, though, is what, like I said, it's how can I promote others, but how can I, how do you put it? Because it's so awesome. Just the friendships and not necessarily friendships. You know, we love to be friends with our friends and coworkers and things, but mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of employees. I've got basically my business partner and we have one part-time employee. So the fact that I have 20 other employees in BNI now that can be out promoting my company and I don't have to pay them, but it's more people just promoting Shoppert's Piano Gallery, promoting Live at 305 with Jay Tripp, promoting all of the different things that I do and all the different things that I am trying to do to be the face of pianos in Sioux Falls.
I think Ivan, and I don't know if he's coined it or not, but Ivan says, if you find an easy way to make money, a lot of money, let me know because I'm in. And it's just the truth. So when you're discouraged, I mean, that comes with the territory of running any business is discouragement and challenges and rejection. And I love to see you pushing through that, but then also using your chapter as kind of that, I don't know, that helper or that guide, if you will, on top of it. Well,
the chapter, Brandon, that's people that are building me up too.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have those downtimes, they're there to pick you up. And I always, you know, we do one-to-ones and we talk to people and they're like, I'm just having a tough time promoting your business, Jay. What can I do? And I'm like, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
You know, not an easy lead in, you know, but there's different things as we get closer to school. You know, we deal with music in our life. You walk through the grocery store, you hear music. I mean, it's something that can be brought up anytime, but it's the network of people you have. And also when I want to go and do other business, different places, how I can go on BNI Connect and I can find, if I'm out of state or I'm out of town, and something happens, I can go to BNI Connect and I can find trusted people that I know that are living up to the BNI standards that I can do business with when I'm elsewhere.
No, that's fantastic. And just a reminder, make sure your profiles are up to date. More and more I'm hearing people using that BNI network to help their friends and family that are nowhere near BNI Heartland, but they're reaching in for us or they're reaching into BNI Heartland to get that. So update your profile or just go in and put a picture in and some basic information, it will really benefit in the long run. And like Jay said, he'll sell a piano to anybody in the BNI Global Network, right?
There we go. Well, that's where my referral came from, was a person from another chapter. Had we not started that conversation, we'd never known. So BNI is something I talk about a lot now. I mean, every opportunity I get, because there's more people in it than we think. And it's such a great, it's just a great place to, or a great group to be a part of.
I appreciate that. All right, Jay. Well, I hope that gives those listeners out there, I'm going to say a little bit of hope. If you're having challenges in your chapter, stick with it. Build those relationships, do those one-to-ones, and promote your chapter, promote your members. Because with Giver's Gain, you never know when that's going to come back. But 3 years into it, it came back. It was an opportunity. And you've gotten two close referrals at this point, right?
Yes. Yes. And so, and that's one thing, if anyone wants to chat about it or they're getting, you know, they have any questions, they can always reach out.
Perfect. All right, Jay. Well, any final thoughts to close down the podcast?
You know, I was thinking about this and just keep giving because, you know, and it's not just giving with our BNI, but give in life, you know, go out and volunteer, go out and find different things that you can plug into, whether it's church, whether it's, I know I volunteer at the hospitals and just play, but find different ways because the more you're giving, it truly is the more that you get back. And that's one thing that's been such a blessing with BNI is it's taught me that I'm not giving enough sometimes. And so it's all areas of your life. You just have to find that balance and put everything together and it'll all come together.
Well, Jay, as a busy man as you are and as much giving as I've seen you do with your community, with your hockey, your son's hockey leagues and all of that, it's cool to hear you say that. Because it's those that you see that are awesome at what they do, and usually when you ask them, they're like, oh, no, I'm trying to do more. This is just skimming the surface. So that's great closing. And awesome. For our listeners, just a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Jay, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your story. I really appreciate it today.
Hey, thanks for having me, and Dag Nabbit, Brandon, we'll see you at 3:05.
Sounds awesome. I can't wait. He played one of my favorite songs the other day. Did you listen to the Real Big Fish version of Aha Taking On?
The Brass?
Yes, isn't it awesome?
Yeah, he was dancing all around the house, so I appreciate that.
Awesome. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.